జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివర ధారి. యశోదానందన వ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదానందన వ్రజ జన రంజన యమునా తీరావనచారీ యమునా తీరావనచారి జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ విహారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ విహారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ విహారీ జయ రాధేశ్యాం జయ రాధేశ్యాం రాధేశ్యాం జయ రాధేశ్యాం జయ కృష్ణ బలరాం జయ కృష్ణ బలరాం కృష్ణ బలరాం జయ కృష్ణ బలరాం జయ గౌరనితాయ జయ గౌరనితాయ గౌరనితాయ జయ గౌరనితాయ జయ ప్రభుపా జయ జయ ప్రభుపా
విష్ణు పాల్ పరమహంస వైభ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర సత్య శ్రీ శ్రీమద్భైష్ణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదికి ఇస్కాన్ ప్రతిష్టత ఆచార్య జగద్గురు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదికి అంతకోటి వైష్ణవృందకి నామాచార్య శ్రీల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి ప్రేమశకో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివసది గౌరవభక్తవృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోపి గోపినాశ్యామ కుండ రాధాకుండ గిరి గోధానికి బృందావన మధురధామకి నవదీ మాయపురధామకి గంగాబాయ యమునమాయికి భక్తిదేవ తులసి మహారానికి గ్రంథరాశ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి సంవేత భక్తులందుకి ఇతాయి గౌర ప్రమానందే హరే కృష్ణ. ఓం వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణలలిత శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామిన్యతి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే వంచకల్పతరూప్యశ్చ కృపాసింధువ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Thank you. This morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 9, Answers by citing the Lord's version. And text number 18. We have done the half work yesterday, right? Half purport and half shloka. Anyway, we repeat the shloka again. I hope you have memorized already, right? Yeah. Anyway. I was wondering why this half was what I had to read, but I understood that. It was yesterday. Lots of kids were sitting here, so reading full purport will be boring for them. Just for that. Okay, so. Tad-darshanālāda pariplutāntaro Hrishyattanu prema bharasru lochana Nanama padam bujamasya vishvashrik Yat paramahamsena pathabhigamyate Tat darshanahlada pariplutantaro Hrishyattanu prema bharasru lochana Nanama padam bujamasya vishvashrik Yat paramahamsena pathabhigamyate Tad-darshanālāda pariplutāntaro Hrishyattanu prema bharasru lochana Nanama padam bujamasya vishvashrik Yat paramahamsena pathabhigamyate
Nanama padam bujam asya vishvashrik.
Thank you. So the synonyms and translation and purports. What translation we did already yesterday. We can repeat that again. Yes. Translations. Lord Brahma, thus seeing the personality of Godhead in his fullness, was overwhelmed with joy within his heart. And thus, in his in full transcendental love and ecstasy, his eyes filled with tears of love. He thus bowed down before the Lord. That is the way. That is the way of the highest perfection for the living being. Paramahamsa. Okay. So I read the second part of the purport. Following in the footsteps of Lord Brahma, any person, even up to this day, can attain the same perfection by following the path of Paramahamsas, as recommended herein. Lord Chaitanya also approved of this method of self-realization for men in this age. One should first, with all conviction, believe in the personality of God, Sri Krishna, and without making efforts to realize him by speculative philosophy, one should prefer to hear about him from the Srimad Bhagavad Gita and later from the text of Srimad Bhagavatam. One should hear such discourses from a person Bhagavatam, and not from a professional man or from the karmi, jnani or yogi. That is the secret of learning the science. One does not need to be the renounced order to be in the renounced order of life. He can remain in his present condition of life, but he must search out the association of a bona fide devotee of the Lord and hear from him the transcendental message of the Lord with faith and conviction. That is the path of Paramahamsa, recommended herein. Amongst various holy names of the Lord, he is also called Ajita, or one who can never be conquered by anyone else. Yet he can be conquered by the Paramahamsa path, as practically realized and shown by the great spiritual master, Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma has personally recommended this Paramahamsa Pantha in his own words as follows in 10th canto.
Jane prayasa mudapasya namantayeva jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiya bartam stane tita srutigatam tanubang manovir ye prayasho jitajito pyasitai srilokya.
Thank you for reading with me. Lord Brahma said, O my Lord Krishna, a devotee who abandons the path of empiric philosophical speculation aimed at merging in the existence of the Supreme and engages himself in hearing your glories and activities from a bona fide sadhu or saint, and who lives in an honest life in the occupational engagement of his social life, can conquer your sympathy and mercy even though you are ajita or unconquerable. Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 14, text number 3. That is the path of Paramahamsas, which was personally followed by Lord Brahma and later recommended by him for attaining perfect success in life. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada repeated here quite a few times that this is the way of Paramahamsas. This is the path of Paramahamsas. So let's analyze what is Paramahamsa. Of course, Lord Brahma is taken as Paramahamsa here. So as he did to the Lord, I mean, when he saw, of course, first of all, he obeyed the Lord when he heard the sound, tapa. He submissively
followed that instruction. The tapa means you perform your austerity, penance. So for so many years, what? 1,000 celestial years, he was performing the penance. And at the end, Krishna has appeared before him. So as he, Lord Brahma, had darshan of Lord Krishna, so he could, first of all, he bowed down. He could see the beauty, how he looks like, all that is mentioned in the previous verses. Tat darshan ahlada pariplutantaraha. Ahlada. The happiness, the joy of seeing the Lord personally, face to face, that Lord Brahma has experienced here. Pariplutantaraha. And so therefore he bowed down. Nanama padam bhujam asya vishva sri. So Lord Brahma bowed down to the Lord at the lotus feet. So Srila Prabhupada comments here that if we follow the same way of this Paramahamsa path as Brahma did, then we will be also able to see the Lord face to face. So darsana lada. So when you see the personality of God, when you have darshan of the Lord, then you become joyous, you become full of ananda, full of bliss. As Mother Sukada was mentioning yesterday, when Dhruva Maharaj happened to see, in fact, Lord Vishnu came to see him. He announced, because when Dhruva Maharaj was observed in penance, he blocked his life air. So as soon as he blocked his life air, he stopped life air. So all the living beings, moving, non-moving, they all stopped breathing, means suffocating. So demigods also have problem. They couldn't breathe anymore. They couldn't figure out what's going on. So they went to the Lord and they presented, this is the situation. The Lord has given them, the Lord has said that my dear little boy, Dhruva, is performing his penances. So I will go now to see him. Bhartri didrikshaya gataha. Madhurvanam bhartri didrikshaya gataha. Bhartri didrikshaya gataha. With the desire of seeing this little boy, Dhruva, Lord went to him. So it looks like the Lord went to have darshan of this little boy, a devotee, Dhruva. You know, we aspire to see the Lord after chanting so many rounds. So here, Dhruva has performed penance for 6 months so severely, the Lord himself came to see him. So when Dhruva sees the Lord in front of him, he becomes so joyous, so full of bliss. He can't understand what to do now. The Lord personally is in front of me. And his little boy, and you know, he never been to school or Gurukul anywhere, so he didn't know what to do. So the Lord touched his cheeks with his conscience. So through that he can serve out the whole, you know, treasure of knowledge into the heart of Dhruva Maharaj. So then he starts speaking. Yunta pravishya mama vacham imam prasoptam. Sanjeevayat akhila shakti dhara swadhamna anyasya hasta charana sravana tvagadin pranan namo bhagavate purushaya tubhyam. Yo antah pravishya. Dhruva Maharaj said, my Lord, you have entered in my house, and since my all senses have been sleeping, they're kind of unconscious, you have entered in my house and made them conscious. And you have you have imparted all the treasure of knowledge, so now I can see. Anyansa hasta charana sravana togadin prana namo bhagavate purushaya tubhyam. You have given the life to my all the senses, all my senses and my life air. Hasta charana, to my hands, to my feet, everything. Now I feel like I'm alive. So when we see the Lord, then there is this reaction that we become full of bliss. Of course, and you become full of knowledge too. The Lord is Satchidananda, full of knowledge, bliss and eternity. So when you see, when you have a connection with Lord, then you get those qualities. You become full of knowledge and full of bliss. Uddhava has said the same, Tadarsana Lad. Let me see what he said. Suham Tadarsana Lad. Vyogarth Yutah Prabho. When Lord departed from this world, after instructing Uddhava, Uddhava came to meet Vidura. Vidura has asked so many questions. How is this and how is that? Uddhava was so much in separation, in the mood of separation of the Lord. Even though he heard all the questions, but he only answered about the Lord. He only described the Lord's pastimes. And he describes in such a length, from beginning to the end. And in that series, he says, Aho Bakiyam Tanakala Kutam. Who can be more merciful than my Lord, who even blessed the demon Putana, who came to kill him? He's describing his childhood pastimes. So the demon Putana came to kill him, having the poison on her breast. But Lord Krishna, so merciful, so gracious, so full of mercy, that he didn't see that this demoness came to kill me. But Lord simply accepted what she offered. She offered her breast to Krishna. So because she offered him something, Krishna has rewarded her. In spiritual world, the position what Krishna's mother would get, that is already given to Putana. Jighansaya paya yadapyasadu lebhe gatim dhatri chitam tato nam kam vadayayam sharanam. Who can be more merciful than my Lord Sri Krishna? Hari Bol. So let's analyze the word here, Paramahamsa. Srila Prabhupada had mentioned it quite a few times. So, Parama, as you know, Parama, Ishvara, Parama, Krishna. What's the meaning of Parama?
Supreme.
Ultimate. Anything else? Highest, right? Transcendental. And it also means across or beyond, like that. So, Parama. So, we know that Parama is something high. Ah, yes. And Hamsa, now we see Hamsa is a swan. Hamsa is a swan. So, any of us have seen any Hamsa around here? Not really, right? Vikram Prabhu, yes.
I saw a few. My neighbors
had
some.
Okay, that's nice. Hamsa. Oh, nice. They're already in the altar. Good. Sometimes there are peacocks, sometimes there are hansas, sometimes there are parrots too, right? There are a few birds, they are glorified. Among them is birds. Among those birds, one of them is peacock, which is called Shuka. Since we hear Bhagavatam from Shukadeva Goswami, Shuka is very much mentioned. And parrot, right? Parrot. And another one is Maina, or it's called Cuckoo? Maina? What is the English name? Kuku. Kuku? Okay. Yeah. Myna is sweet speaking bird. It is said that the crow is another bird. Crow is not liked by people because he doesn't speak nice. He's an ugly speaker. But cuckoo is liked by everyone because see, the cuckoo bird speaks very nice, you know. And therefore, everyone should speak nice. Tasmat tadeva bhaktavyam vachane ka daridrata. You know, the crow has not stolen anyone's wealth, but why people not like him? Don't like him. And the maina, the cuckoo, has not given any reward to anybody, but everybody likes him. Why? Because he speaks nice. And the Sanskrit word in Niti Shastra, it says, Tasmat tadeva bhaktavyam, therefore we should speak nice to everyone. We should be nice to everyone. Because being nice, you make more friends. And you, if you become rude, then you will not, you have no friends. So, so cuckoo is one. And then the peacock is nice. And Lord Krishna likes the peacock feather on his head. So peacock is another word that is glorified very much. And peacock is the bird that is celebrated as brahmachari. Peacock is a brahmachari bird. He never have sexual intercourse with a counterpart. Do you know that? Brahmachari bird. Of course, they do have offsprings, but they don't have sexual intercourse as always the other living entities do. And above that is Garuda. Garuda is another bird. Of course, the Garuda is the carrier of Lord Vishnu, carrier of the Lord. The Lord is known as Garuda Dvaja. Garuda Dvaja means when the Lord is riding his chariot, the Garuda will be on the top. Garuda is the carrier of the Lord, but if the Lord is on the chariot, the Garuda goes on the top on the flag. Similarly, so Garuda Dvaja. And so now there are several birds we know. They are nice. The parrot, the peacock, cuckoo, swan, yes. You're talking about swan here. Swan is nice because it's in color it's a white. White is like a mode of goodness. And in this way we tend to see the white is more pure, you know. And, you know, we wear white dhotis, everybody has white dhotis, nice, as long as there is no spot. If there is spot, any spot comes, then the dhoti doesn't look nice. You feel like changing it, right? So, swan is white. And swan has one special quality. Swan has a special quality that it is said that the swan has a expertise to separate milk from water if it is mixed. If you pour milk in the water, swan goes in the water, can drink the milk, leave the water. So swan is, so therefore a person who can take the essence from this material world. You know, we are all in the material world. We are so much trapped with the material energy, by material energy into Maya. But the swan is one who can differentiate what is real, what is unreal, what is true, what is false, and what is the essence. So one who can take the essence from this world and act on it, then he is called swan. Not only swan, he is highest swan or transcendental swan, paramahamsa. In that regard, Lord Brahma is also known as hamsa. There is one avatar is known as hamsa, right? Hamsa avatar. Lord Brahma is known as Hamsa. Hamso Hamsena Yanena. When Lord Brahma came to see Kardamuni and Devahuti. Kardamuni had 9 daughters. And Lord Brahma also had a little more than 10 sons. So he didn't have to worry about how to get them married. He simply came to see Kardamuni, and after their meeting, Kardamuni requested, "You have 10 sons." I mean, he had more sons, but one of them was Narada Muni. So Narada Muni was not into it. He was a fully brahmachari. So he went back with Brahma. And other 10, nine stayed and married to Kardamuni's daughters. So at that point it says that Hamso Hamsena Yanena, the Hamsa, Lord Brahma, went back to his abode with his carrier, Hamsa. Any other place in Bhagavatam, Hamsa refers to also the soul. The soul is, when soul is pure, then he's considered, he's called as Hamsa. And super soul as well. Super soul is also called Hamsa. In the story of Puranjana, I'm not going to tell the story. The Puranjana story is quite, very intricate story. It took me quite a long time to understand. Only last year, I put some more time to understand it. And finally, I understood more or less. But then what happened, Puranjana, in his next life, because he was so attached to Puranjani, he took birth as a woman. And she married to Malayadwaja. And when Malayadwaja died, and she wanted to offer her body in his, and the fire of fire, and the fire of the fire. So at that time, this forgotten friend, Abhijnata Sakha, right? Abhijnata Sakha, forgotten friend, as a super soul, comes. As a Brahmana, and he says, "Hey, what are we going to do? Why are you going to burn yourself in this fire? You are my friend. You forgot me, and you are kind of wandering in this world." Finally, he the super soul made him understand, and then this Puranjana, who was a female right now, going to jump in the fire. Then she understood her original position and came back. Hamso Hamsena, is that Hamso? Evamsa Manasu Hamso Hamsena Pratibodita. The Hamsa was made aware by another Hamsa. The soul is Hamsa, the super soul is Hamsa. The soul, when it becomes advanced, becomes Paramahamsa. Becomes advanced in spiritual knowledge, then it becomes Paramahamsa. The Hamsa. Okay. Lord Brahma is Hamsa, and Hamsa is carried by Hamsa. Some years ago, I taught one shloka to my son, and he loved it very much. It was a funny shloka. You want to hear it? It was a funny shloka, and he memorized very, very instantly. 2-3 times I told him, and he memorized. There was a Kachara shashute na hato kachara, kachari janani na pita kachara. Kachara shashuta shashuto kachara, kachari janani na pita kachara, kachara shashute na hato kachara, kachari parirodhiti ha kachara. The same word repeated again and again. Because Hamso Hamsena Yanena, repeating the same word with a different meaning. So I remember that. The kachara shashuta shashuto kachara. Kachara, this is not a Hindi word. There's a Hindi word, Kachara means donkey. But this is the Sanskrit word. Kachara means, Kha means the sky and the space. Chara means moving. People who move in the space, they are called Kachara. So that refers to either demigod or demons. Demon also wander in space. Demigods do the same. So both of them are called Khachara. Khacharasya Sutasya Suto Khachara. One Khachara's son is one Khachara's son has the son of another Khachara. It's very complicated. Right? The son of the demigod has another has a son which is also son of demigod or son of demon. So how that happened? Khacharasya Sutasya Suto Khachara. The Khacharasya Suta means the demigod's son. Demigod's son is Bhima. Bhima is a demigod, you know, it's called wind god's son, Vayu Devata. And then his son is another Khachara because he married one demoness, Hidimba, and Hidimba's son is Ghatotkacha. Right? Demigod's son has a son of Asura. So, Khacharasya Sutasya Suto Khachara. Khachari Janani, because his mother is Khachari, he's a demon, Hidimba. Khachari Janani, na Pita Khachara. Pita is not Khachara, Bhim is not demigod, neither demon. Bhim is a human being, but he is a son of demigod, and his son is because his wife is Asura. Therefore, his son is Asura. And then what happened? Khacharasya Sutena Hato Khachara. That Khachara was killed by another Khachara. Who? By Karna. That Khachara was killed by Karna. The Karna is a Khachara because Karna is a son of sun god. So Khacharasya Sutena Hato Khachara. Sun god's son, Karna, had killed Khachara, this Ghatotkacha. Therefore, now Hidimba, Khachari, Parirodhiti, Khachari comes and cries, oh, ha, Khachara. Hare Krishna. So, in talking about Hamsa, how many of you fly internationally on the airplane? Which airplane did you use? Okay. Have anyone used Lufthansa?
Yeah.
What's the meaning of Lufthansa? There's another meaning. Originally, what they translated, Luft means air in Germany, and Tansa means the group, air group, you know, the air group. But somebody told me Lufthansa is a Sanskrit word. Hamsa. You know, Lufta, Hamsa. Hamsa is a so high flying bird, and the swan doesn't fly that high, but in transcendental world they do fly, because Lord Brahma carries the Hamsa carries Lord Brahma and goes to the Brahma's abode. So Lupta Hamsa, this is an airplane, Lupt, disappeared in the sky, it's so high flying airplane, Lupta Hamsa. I did have a chance to go right on that. So Lufthansa is a Sanskrit word. I didn't know, somebody told me that. But it makes sense. Okay, so Hamsa, Paramahamsa is one. Nirakshira Vivekina in Sanskrit is said. Nirakshira Vivekina, the person who keeps who has the ability to make differences in milk and kshira, nirakshira, the water and milk. Similarly, the person who can make differences, what is real and what is unreal, what is material world, and what is the essence that we should accept from here, is Paramahamsa. And so that person is, as Bhagavad Gita says, Brahma Bhuta. One who realized, self-realized person. So Brahma Bhuta is Prasannatma, Nasochati, Nakamshati. And in our Gaudiya Parampara, we have so many of those Paramahamsas. First of all, we can start from Srila Prabhupada. He's a Paramahamsa. He was going into politics in his young age. Right? He was supporting Gandhi's movement. But as soon as he met Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he heard instruction, you know, forget about politics. This a politician will come and go. Politics will change this and that. This is not the goal of life. Goal of life is to obtain the love of Godhead. And you are educated Indians, you take this message of Lord Chaitanya and preach to the Western world. And Prabhupada got realization, yes, that is true actually. Of course, he didn't act immediately on this mission, but that had in his heart for a long time. And at the time, proper time arrived, Srila Prabhupada took that message to broadcast throughout the world. So Srila Prabhupada is one of the Paramahamsa. He realized that getting into politics is not the real thing. Getting into the message of Lord Chaitanya is the real thing. Prema Pumartho Mahan. And similarly, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Prabhupada mentions Bhakti Vinod Thakur, also another Paramahamsa. And Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhavendra Puri is another Paramahamsa. Of course, our Sat Goswami, they are all Paramahamsas. Sat Goswami. And Nityananda Prabhu is celebrated as Paramahamsa Avadhuta. Avadhuta. And so, Madhavendra Puri was such a Paramahamsa. He was such a pure devotee, Paramahamsa, that he would not even bother about eating and drinking. Ayachita vritti puri virakta udas, ayachita paile khan nahi upavas. Ayachita, he would not go and beg for his maintenance. He would simply chant and be engaged in the service. If anybody brings something for him, then he will take, he will accept. If nothing comes, then simply fast. Haribol. It's also called Ajagar Vritti. Ajagar is a python. Python doesn't go for hunting. It would just lie down in one place. Something comes on his way, it will be devoured. nothing comes, then it will simply remain there. So this is Ajagari Vritti or Ayachita Vritti. Premamrite tripta kshudha trishna nahi badhe, shira iccha hoilo tahe mane aparadhe. He is totally absorbed in love of Godhead. So therefore, no hunger and thirst bother him. So he doesn't have to worry about it. So as he was traveling to Puri, right? So on the Ramana, he stopped at the Gopinath temple. Because he was coming from Vrindavan. He established a Gopal there, and Gopal asked him to go bring chandan for me, sandalwood. So he was traveling to the Puri. So on the way he happened to stop in Gopinath temple. So he was observing the service, was going very nice, and then he wanted to know what kind of bhoga they would offer to the Lord. So I could do the same service over there in Vrindavan, in Govardhan. So he inquired. And he got to know that the Amrita Kheli, the nice kheer, condensed milk, right? That's they do offer. And then that kind of kheer is, you can't find anywhere in this world, they say. That's said in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Madhavendra Puri wanted to have the taste of that. Just by having taste, he would know how to make it. So it was not offered yet, and he already wanted to taste it. So he said, I made offense. It's not offered yet, and I already wanted to taste it. So it's offense. So I don't want to say here. There was kirtan going on, arati, and then he'd have darshan of arati, and he went away. You know, I'm offender. You know, so he just wanted to be away from the temple. But Lord is so merciful because he is a Paramahamsa, he has a direct connection with the Lord. He had the desire of having that little the kheer while being offered, the kheer being offered, Lord has kept one part of kheer on the side. So when the pujari collected all that and he took it back to pujari room, you know. So he didn't really count, or he knew, you know, as much he offered, that much he's collecting back. But he didn't have any doubt over here. But after finishing this service and he went to sleep, that time Lord came in his dream and mentioned that, my dear devotee, Madhavendra Puri is sitting in the marketplace. Please take this kheer I have hid for him and give it to him. Pujari was shocked, and in the middle of the night, Lord came and to order him to do that. So immediately got up and took bath, and in the middle of the night he opened the door and went to the deity room. He found behind the Lord's cloth there's a path sitting there. So he goes out and announcing, Madhavendra Puri, Madhavendra Puri, who is Madhavendra Puri? Lord Gopinath has stolen the kheer for you. You are so fortunate. Please come take it. So he is announcing, going to the marketplace, and Madhavendra Puri said, that's me. He humbly said. So as soon as the pujari saw Madhavendra Puri, the pujari also bowed down. So the Prabhupada comments on that place, that in the purport, that the pujari is also not an ordinary pujari. He was in the same level as Madhavendra Puri. Otherwise, why the Lord would come in his dream? Only liberated soul, Paramahamsas, can get darshan of the Lord. So pujari was in that level. So therefore, Lord had ordered him to take this kheer and give to Madhavendra Puri. So even though they were in the same level, the pujari saw the Madhavendra Puri was in sannyas dress. Therefore pujari bowed down to Madhavendra Puri. So these are the examples of Paramahamsa stage of life. So how one can get to that point, it is very systematically mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2. Just these days I have been reading Bhagavatam with my cousin sister. Recently I sent her a set of books, and she is very eager to read, and she always wants me to direct her, guide her. So we've been reading. So, of course, the first chapter, first canto, basically describes six questions. And in second chapter, two of the questions are answered. The first question was, what is the ultimate Shreya? What is the Shreya? Shreya means the good, ultimate good for human being. So Śrūta Gosvāmī explains, that is, Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo Yato Bhakti Radhokshate Paro Dharma, that the best dharma for the humanity is Bhakti Radhokshate, this devotional service to the Lord. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. And the second question was, what is the essence of all the Vedic literatures? The essence of all Vedic literatures is the devotional service. Essence of Vedic literature is Srimad Bhagavatam. The ultimate goal for humanity is devotional service. These are two questions answered in chapter 2. And goes into detail how bhakti is going to come in the heart of a living being. Shushrusho Shraddha Dhanasya Vasudeva Katharuchi. If one is very faithful, conviction, Srila Prabhupada mentions here in the purport, one has to have a conviction and faith, first of all, and hear from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and then move to Srimad Bhagavatam. Vasudeva Katharuchi, one who has faith and submissively hear, desire to hear, then by hearing the topics of Krishna, he will become purified gradually. How he purified? As soon as he desires to hear about Krishna, Krishna comes in the heart of that living entity and vidunoti surit satam. Hridyantastu yavadrani vidunoti. Krishna comes in the heart of that soul, the devotee, and he clears out any avadras, any dirtiness, you know, dirty things from the heart. Because the Lord is super soul, Lord is well-wisher for everyone. Shurit Satam, well-wisher of the bodies. And then, and in this way, if he continues hearing Bhagavatam about Krishna, then Nasta Prayesu Abhadrishu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. By regularly hearing the topics of Krishna, Nasta Praya, almost everything is eradicated, everything is finished. Anything that is in your heart, almost cleared. That means still something there, right? So Nasta Praya, everything, almost everything is gone. Then what happens? Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. One becomes established in Naishtiki Bhakti. Naishtiki Bhakti means unadulterated and not mixed by karma and jnana. Pure devotional service. And at that point, what happens when he have Naishtiki Bhakti in his heart, and Vidyate Hridaya Granthi Siddhyante Sarva Sanshaya. Hridaya Granthi means all the nuts in your heart, the nuts of a family relation, or the relation to your society, relations to your nation, everything will cut off. Siddhyante Sarva Samsaya, all your doubts and questions will be deleted, solved, all the problems are solved. Kshiyante Chasa Karmani, all the karma, all the past karma, present karma, and not only karma, the fruit of karma is also finished. Kshiyante Chasa Karmani, Drishte Evatmani Swari. As soon as he sees the Lord through his devotional service. Because when one develops love of Godhead, then what? Preman Janat Surita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti. As we develop the love of Godhead, our eyes become oriented with the love of Godhead, and through that love-oriented eyes, we can see the Lord in our heart. So, drishti evatmani swarai, as soon as we see the Lord, then everything will finish. Everything finishes, all karma is finished, all karma fall, the fruits of karma finished, all doubts are finished, and all the nuts in the heart of material relationship is finished. And tada rajastamo bhava kama lobhadaya saye chete ite nabiddham sutam sattve prasidati. And then at that point he will not have, because he is already in more of goodness, or even more of pure goodness, then kama lobha kama krodha, you know, lost anger, pride, delusion, all these things will all just stay away. It will not bother him anymore. Cheta ete anabiddham sthitam sattve prasidati. Then at that moment he would be on the sattve prasidati. He will become happy and he will be situated in sattva. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogata bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sanga sajayate. So when one becomes fully happy because of love of Godhead, Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, he will have complete knowledge, in a causeless knowledge, Prabhupada mentions here. Jnanam means causeless knowledge. The causeless knowledge will come to him. Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangha Shijayate. Mukta Sangha. He becomes detached and he becomes full of knowledge. And he knows everything about Krishna. Hare Krishna. So I will stop here. This is all about Paramahamsa. If you have any questions, any comments, any corrections, Trivikram Prabhu.
So, Kunti Devi was following Tata Paramahamsa.
She was saying, you come to spread the message, your message to the Paramahamsa. How we women can understand your message. I mean, You know, why is this so? You come to preach to the Paramahamsa.
Tatha paramahamsana munina mamalatma. That's what you're saying. Bhakti yoga vidhanartham katham tasya mahi sriyah. As Kunti Maharani, these are the expression of her humility. You know, she knows already. She is describing Krishna. Who is Krishna? You know, manyetvam kalam ishanam anadi nidhanam vibhum. I understand you are kalam. You are the time factor, and you are the Lord of everyone. Samam charantam sarvatra bhutanam yamitha kali. And you are. You have appeared here because Lord Brahma wanted you to has some purpose. And at the same time, Devaki and Vasudeva have prayed for you because they wanted to have a child like you. So you have come. And she gives the 4-5 different reasons. She knows. She is already full of knowledge. But out of humility, she says, I don't know. I'm just a woman, foolish woman. I don't know. How can I understand you? You are Ishvara. I am nobody. You know, out of humility, one can express such a... does that make sense?
Yeah.